Catholics around the world have been relieved to hear that Pope John Paul II's fragile health has stabilised, and they're surprised to learn that he's working from hospital. From his ward, he's named two new bishops in Brazil, one in Croatia, and apparently appointed several cardinals to a Vatican committee. The Pope was hospitalised after suffering breathing difficulties late Tuesday and is expected to remain in hospital for at least a few more days. A Vatican spokesman said there was no reason for alarm, but the deteriorating health of the 84-year-old leader of the world's Catholics is cause for concern. Reporter Jean Di Marino is in Rome. Jean Di Marino, are the doctors and spokespeople from the Vatican all saying much the same thing about the Pope's health?
They are, Tony. They're pretty much playing down the health scare. The chief press spokesman, Joachim Navarro-Valls, today released a statement saying that the Pope had received hospital treatment and for his breathing difficulties, and that his condition was stable and that his heart was within normal parameters. He said later that to Vatican Radio that the Pope had rested, he'd eaten breakfast and celebrated Mass with a private secretary. So pretty much everyone is saying that, you know, it was just a precautionary measure that he was sent to hospital and that now he's recovering.
What do you think people are making of the Vatican's announcement that the Pontiff has been naming new bishops from his hospital bed?
Well, Tony, I think it's no secret that the day-to-day running of the church is carried on by the Pope's inner circle. There are cardinals like Cardinal Ratzinger and Cardinal Sodano, who's the Secretary of State. So I don't think the public would really be surprised that it was business as normal today. The Vatican always wants to make it seem as though the status quo is in place.
And what's been the local reaction to his hospitalisation? Has there been, you know, sort of mass prayers being said outside the hospital at all?
There were patients outside the hospital praying for the Pope. There was also a group of Australian school children who'd had their audience with the Pope cancelled, who turned up to sing for the Pope's recovery. And also in St Peter's Square, I passed by there at midday, and there were many tourists who'd said that they'd prayed for the Pope.
Reporter Jean Di Marino in Rome.